the Social Fishing Members Podcast, your exclusive access to freshwater content. Welcome back to another podcast episode, the Members Podcast. In this one, I'm going to be talking about water clarity and how it affects water temperature. The clarity does make a difference to your water temperature. You might be like, what are you talking about? This is something you probably never, ever considered. And if you look at some of the scenarios, and I will explain some in a minute, it makes perfect sense. Now, it's only going to be a short one, and it's all in reference to this warming spring period, mainly around golden perch, but also bass, trout as well, I imagine. But the water temperature is not as important for trout in terms of they want it cooler rather than warmer. So we're looking more at golden perch, but you could apply this to Murray cod as well, any time of year. But this, just think about it in this warming trend. Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to be producing a few trout podcasts, some more barra podcasts, and some more golden perch stuff. So we're in this spring period now. We're going to go more to, just general topics around yellows, trout, and barra over the next few weeks and through that spring period. This one here, like I said, think about it. And in reference to the chat I will be doing, think about it in regards to yellow belly with warming temperatures. So let's jump in and I'll explain. Like I said, won't go for too long because it's a pretty straightforward point, but super interesting. What I always thought was turbidity in the lake. Does that affect water temperature? Because water warms based on light penetration and the warmth from that penetration. But your light doesn't penetrate as far in a turbid waterway. So what is turbidity? What is dirty water? Dirty water is suspended particles in that water column. So in that water, there is all sorts of suspended particles, which stops the light penetrating deeper, and that's what also stops our visibility. We can't see because it's dirty. What happens is that the clear water, when it's clear, it allows the sunlight to penetrate deeper, so it can go further, and the energy, so the heat from that sunlight, because heat comes in the form of energy, the heat can go further down in the water column, which means the heat is spread out over a larger volume of water. It doesn't mean it's got extra heat. There's the same amount of heat from the sun on a 22 degree sunny day in spring, let's say right now, hits the water's surface. It's the same amount of energy for the same lake, let's say. Obviously, lakes in different areas are different, but let's say it's the same energy hitting the water's surface, same heat, but when it is clearer, it goes further through the water column. That heat actually penetrates further down, which therefore it spreads that heat over a larger area. This means it's slower warming at the surface, but the deeper of layer of water is also warmed to some degree. So that water, let's say the water's super clear and it might be warming it down 3 meters a little bit, but it means the surface temperature, the surface is warming a little bit more, but spread evenly rather than the opposite. This will make more sense once I talk about the opposite. Your turbid or your dirty, muddy waters, it has particles, and some of these particles are like clay, silt, algae, organic matter, whatever it may be. They're suspended in it. So this is what stops your visibility, but it also absorbs and scatters the sunlight near the surface. So these particles are absorbing the sunlight, and they're also scattering, bouncing the sunlight, keeping that sunlight, that energy, that heat in the top part of the water column. And as a result, more heat is absorbed in those top few, sometimes centimeters, depending on how dirty it is, but first half a meter, 10, 20, 30, 40 centimeters, and less light, less heat reaches deeper layers. So the surface warms fast, but the deeper water stays cool. So basically, on the same day with identical sunlight and air temp, everything's the same, wind, the whole lot, the water temps will warm faster at the surface, but it stays shallower in regards to how far that heat penetrates. Whereas in clear systems, the water warms slowly, but to a greater depth. So it warms gradually, more gradual. Super interesting, I found. Super, super interesting. Now, we did a podcast episode on water stratification and how water separates. So if you've listened to that, you'll understand how the water separates. When you have clear water versus dirty water, it separates differently. So basically, in a dirty system, when it's turbid, it separates higher. So basically, that it's a narrower column of water. So narrower, and it forms more quickly. So in the springtime, it forms earlier on, and the thermocline is more harsh and it's higher in the water column, usually shallower. And when you basically, your deep water, you cool the deep water below, the thermocline will stay very cold because the temperature is just not getting down there. So you're going to have this really warm pocket of water up high and then a higher thermocline. Whereas in your clear lakes, the thermoclines typically develop deeper. So a deeper thermocline because the heat will penetrate further. So you'll get a wider warm section. The top, the warm surface layer will be wider. It might be 3 meters or 3.5, whatever it be. Whereas in a dirty turbid lake, could be half a meter, could be a meter, depending on the lake system, depends how dirty it is. Something to consider and think about, and I'll talk about it in a practical application in just a second. So here's another couple of points to remember about this when this happens. So your dirty water's shallow warm layer is more prone to rapid cooling at night or with wind mixing. So that surface area will cool quicker at nighttime. This means your daily temperature swings are greater. It's going to swing more every single day. So you're going to have more fluctuation during any given day because your water gets warmer. Gets a cold night, will cool down quick because it's a small water layer. It's not a big, wide water layer that is less susceptible to swings. The reduced light also limits photosynthesis. So photosynthesis is plants, and which can lower your dissolved oxygen at deeper levels. So this is something that you may have learned from the barometric pressure chat we talked about with dissolved oxygen. The weed, for example, it probably doesn't even grow in dirty water. But if it was to, it's not going to photosynthesize as much, and you're basically going to get less oxygen the further down you go. But you usually will typically have less oxygen in those dirtier lakes than you would in, say, a clearer lake where you can have grasses and weeds and things like that growing. So here we go. Let's look at a scenario, right? A practical example. Imagine you've got two arms of a lake. It's the same lake, so it's got the same water temperature and everything. One has a muddy inflow, so the arm after rain, it's gone like a dirty brown color, say for a full arm. Y-angler is a great example, goes dirty in both arms. And the main basin, let's say it stays clear, and it's obviously deep and it's open water, but let's say it stays relatively clear. This is just a random scenario. I haven't done anything based on this, but this is where your figures could fall. Let's say you've got the dirty inflow arm, might reach, let's say 22 degrees, mid-spring, warming time of year, right at the surface, but only a meter down, it could be 4 degrees cooler. It could be 18 degrees down a meter, like a rapid change because that heat's not penetrating down, but it's 22 degrees. Whereas you go to the basin, it might be only 20. So you go, oh, it's warmer up the river. But say you go 2 meters down, it might actually be 19 degrees because it's clearer. So this is the thing we don't think about. And this is something I've talked to Dan about heaps and heaps about going. Temperature is something you have to really be careful with because you can get a false sense of security, I guess you could say, or a false reading just by reading the surface temp. Remember, we're always only reading the surface temps. And you might go, oh, the water temp was 13 degrees in the morning, but then by the afternoon it was 16, you know, which means the yellows should chew and things like that. But this scenario here, where it's cooler, it's actually warmer because of the clarity. So where it's clear, it might be cooler on the surface, but you might have more consistent, stable temperatures between 20 and 19 down to 2 meters. Whereas the other spot's 22 on the surface, but down a meter, it's 18. So therefore, it's actually warmer in that clearer water where that heat is being spread further. So the fish in turbid areas or dirty sections like that river arm may experience warmer water, but more fluctuations around that surface, especially, you know, when you've got reduced visibility. Whereas clear part of the lake has more stable water temperatures. So very, very interesting to think about and try and apply it to different scenarios. So when we're thinking, let's say, cod comes straight to mind right now, and this is all to do with where fish sit in the water column. And you'll notice some lakes fish sit high in the water column, and other lakes they sit deeper in the water column. And I've always thought it could be to do with the turbidity of the water giving them structure and cover, which is true, but it could also coincide with water temperature. So let's have a look at a few examples. If I think back to chasing winter cod at Wyangla Dam, the river arms, the Lachlan and the Abercrombie can get quite dirty throughout the winter period when we get rains. And the Wyangla cod feed incredibly high in the water column. They are a fish that you rarely see. Well, once the sun's up, they'll go a little bit deeper, but 4 to 5 meters is typical. But once it's low light, you will see them sometimes 2 inches below the surface, down to usually about a meter below the surface. Like they are literally from the surface down a meter. And I'm always wondered, okay, maybe that's where they are because that's the ideal cover for them. So they can sit high and feed high. And they're going to do that because the bait sits and feeds high. But would the bait be there possibly, especially during wintertime when basically the water column is all the same water temperature, but during the wintertime when it's warm and you get a bit of sun during the day and that top tiny bit, maybe top 2 feet, top foot warms up. So that's where the bait go. Also, if we ever think about some of our impoundments chasing yellowbelly, that dirty water, yes, it is a cover, so it allows them to sit higher in the water column because they use the dirty water as a structure. But you also have less light penetration and less warmth, so the food source is likely to be shallower, and therefore the fish are likely to be shallower. And this is more so in that warming period. Once the temperatures get really, really hot, regardless if the lake is deep or shallow, you know, it's going to get warm anyway in the dirty scenario, but it won't be as warm as a clearer lake. And it'll be hot really close to the surface, but the fish might not be as deep. So I think there's twofold here. First of all, is the structure aspect of the water clarity. The fact that it allows them to be shallow and high, allows them to be high in the water column because of that cover aspect. But I also think there's another reason to that, and that would be that water temperature. The water is just too cold down out of visibility, you know, not even that far down. It's colder. But the biggest key that I think we need to take from this is don't just go off your sounder in regards to warmer, colder water. If everywhere is the same clarity right throughout the lake, then yes, good judgment. But also, you got to consider things like inflows as well. If you making sure you stay away from those inflows. Once you get towards inflows, if the inflow is warmer, then the body of the lake, the water will sit on top. If the inflow is colder, it will wrap around underneath. But that'll create current, but it'll also have some really cold water down deeper. So that's a different aspect. But let's say different parts of the lake, you got different water temperatures, then warm's going to be better than cooler if the water clarity is all the same. But if you're somewhere like Wyangla and it's this time in spring or even Burrendong and the river arms are dirtier than the main body of the lake and the water temp, say 1 or 2 degrees warmer up the river arm than it is in the main body of the lake, chances are now, especially over the next month, 6 weeks, chances are the basin is actually going to be warmer water, or those clear areas are going to hold warmer water. Just something to consider and help with where you fish in the water column. Doesn't mean the fishing is going to be better in the basin than the river arms. It just means those fish are likely to be up really shallow on the edge. You might have fish biting in 4 to 5 meters out in the basin where the water is pretty warm, but they might be in 2 to 3, 1.5 to 2.5, 3 meters in the afternoon as that sun starts to fade when they've got some good cover, shade that is. They might be right up on the edge, like really shallow because it's just too icy cold down deep. And you might be like, oh, they were deeper out there, and you fish the same depth up the river and you don't catch the fish, but maybe they are shifting in a little bit. Now, this is a super quick chat, but it starts the topic, and I'm going to talk all about this stuff with Dan and other people in our team, other team members, about environmental impacts on fish, because this is the real interesting stuff, whether it comes from wind movement, the barometric pressure I talked about the other day with the movement of the phytoplankton, is it, you know, dissolved oxygen? I still haven't really gone into that and worked out how dissolved oxygen affects fish activity. And this one here is about water temperature, and I think water temperature is one of the most important. Water temperature and food. Water temperature will obviously help the food source and dictate where those fish move based on food source, but also their own comfort levels. So I think there's a lot to dive into with water temperature, but the one I just want to touch on was water temperature will change, or heats. Water heats differently from turbid water to clear water. Mainly our lake systems, I wouldn't consider this in a river because rivers have velocity, which turns the water over very quickly. So the water mixes. So rivers, it's mixing. In your lakes, though, that's where you get separation through the stratification. That's where you're going to get a very narrow but warm, high section in the water column in dirty lakes, less warm, more consistent throughout the night and day, slightly cooler but warmer deeper down in clearer lake systems. So that's just because of that light penetration. Just remember again, there's more fluctuation. So you're going to get really warm afternoons in dirty water but cooler mornings, whereas a clear lake will be more consistent. It'll hold its water temperature a little bit better. Exciting stuff. I love researching this, thinking about this stuff, and see if you can apply it to a scenario you've had or a session you've had and where you might make the most of it. Just remember when you're in the water, is it dirty? Is it clear? If it's dirty, the fish might be higher in the water column than you think. If it's clear, it might be deeper. One, because of water temperature, but two, because of that cover. If it's clear, they're going to hold deeper, unless they've got some structure. Unless they've got standing trees or a rocky bank where they can get up shallower in a clear lake, then they will, but they might not need to get super shallow because the water's clear and that temperature is penetrating down through, you know, to 2 meter mark, 2.5 meters. Whereas when it's really dirty, and they can use that dirty water there to their advantage, they might be in 1.5 meters, push them right up shallow, especially this time of year. So if your water's a bit dirty, especially a whole area of that lake or the lake in its entirety, then maybe fish a little bit shallower. Anyway, that's it from me right now. And I'll catch you in a podcast coming soon. We're going to do a whole bunch on trout coming up before sort of things get too late for trout in our impoundments. Some yellow stuff, and I want to include some more bass stuff as well. And obviously, Nate will be helping us out with more barra stuff as we've been doing. So that's the members podcast for this week, and I'll be catching you in the next one. Cheers.